Kelly, you go first.
All right.
Answer the internet. You have been put in charge of heck. It's the afterlife for people that aren't quite evil enough to go to hell.
Hell yeah.
Heck. Oh, so like limbo-ish?
So it's kind of like a purgatory.
Well, it's better than limbo. And
yeah.
Okay.
Like, you're not getting out of it.
So it's basically just here.
But you don't have, like, boiling worms crawling through your eye holes all the time and stuff.
All right.
What's the first torture you design?
I'm going to play Cranberries Linger on repeat the whole time. From start to finish, you have to let it linger. That song, just on repeat.
At some point, even if you like it, it's torture.
I'm such a fool for you.
Yeah, repeating songs, that would be a perfect place for heck.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, and then the song Linger? Like I think that's great. Yeah. And then my second would be that your fingernails just slowly peel away. Just they peel and peel from like the back all the way to the front. They just slowly peel and you can't stop it.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Yeah. That's why I thought of it. And I think I would like to do that.
Constant dull pain.
Yeah. And then everybody's palms would be itchy all the time.
Oh,
the roof of your mouth would be itchy, and so would the bottom of your foot.
That's the one. I was like, don't say bottom of the foot.
Yeah.
I like that.
And everyone would have a lisp.
And all of your hairs are ingrown.
Yeah.
No one can chew with their mouth closed.
Yes. Everybody smacks. Everybody smack.
Oh, man. Being itchy all the time would be so
sucks.
Bad. I'd be like, oh, man, just burn me up in hell.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everybody's bed is poison ivy.
Yeah, and it always feels like there's a tickle in your ear, but you can never get it. Oh, God.
Or you're about to cough or sneeze.
Yeah, and your eyes are always a little dry.
Yeah, the internal foot itch.
Yeah, and no matter how much, like, you smoke or you drink, it's, like, all non-alcoholic, you know? Like, nothing
there's
really
no relief.
Satisfying.
Yeah.
Pretty
good start.
Good. I like that. Okay.
No, that's all good stuff.
Hot Wings, you accidentally sexed your mom instead of your girlfriend. What do you do?
Just apologize profusely once and say, let's never talk about this again. And I know that she would adhere to that.
She
wouldn't want to talk about it again either.
Yeah. Do you think there's a chance you would just go, oops, and that would be the end of it?
I mean,
or it would never be referenced?
No, if it was on text like that, I would have to reference it. I would have to at least go, hey, I would have to at least say, I'm really sorry. That will never happen again. Let's not talk about this. And then that would be it.
Will you send her a text right now for $8 that says, what color are your underwear? And then in 5 minutes, you can write and go, that was for the show.
Oh, for $8? Yeah, I mean, gosh.
You can get us a sleeve of cookies.
You better believe it. I'm seeing a commercial right now. They'll give me 2 boxes of Uncrustables.
Those are so good.
Tell you what, I'll cut out the middleman. I'll have Uncrustables delivered here to the studio for you.
Oh, man. I'll be nothing but crustable if I start sexting.
Steve, if you did the same thing, you sent a sext to your...
Uncrust this.
To your mom instead of to your wife, what do you do?
I mean, pretty much what Hot Wings said. Just say, don't ever talk about this again.
Send her a video of you hip thrusting and say, this is how you do it.
This is how little hands.
Why'd you have to make it worse?
Yeah. And then say, mommy.
It's fun to do that to you. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm a bad person.
Probably.
Steven.
Mommy.
Maitland, if you, every time you wanted to eat an animal, you had to kill it yourself. Would you still be a meat eater?
Nope.
Didn't you say you were kind of leaning towards vegetarianism anyway?
Yeah, I don't love meat. Like, I don't eat a lot of red meat usually. Or if I do, like, it's ground beef. That's about it. So, yeah, probably just would give up meat altogether.
I think I would have to as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that animals get killed so I can eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to see how the sausage is made literally. Or figuratively. Yeah. Let's see. Hot Wings. In the afterlife, you can only hang out with people who died the same way you died. How would you want to die?
Having sex.
So you can only hang out with other people who... So it's basically just a lot of men who had heart attacks?
Yeah. Well, it could be women, too, though.
Doesn't happen as often.
No.
You almost never hear about women dying during sex.
Oh, I thought you were going to say of heart attacks. I was like, I think that's actually the number one killer of women.
No, it is. Yeah.
Yes.
No, definitely.
It almost got me.
Real sleeper.
I mean, it doesn't really matter how you died if you're just hanging out with people who died the same. What difference does it make, really? I mean. Unless you have to engage in that same activity for.
No, you don't.
In perpetuity.
But I guess it would. So. I mean, like if you.
So I'm just really more enjoy for hanging. Me, like, how do you want to die?
If you really enjoyed hanging out with people who were into autoerotic asphyxiation, you got to get yourself a belt and a curtain rod. I mean, you know,
it'd be a little annoying to be around those people because that's not my thing. But
and the bottom of your footage is the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, that's
the worst part. That's terrible.
Welcome to heck.
I don't like that. Heck sucks.
We need that T-shirt.
Yeah. Welcome to heck.
Welcome to heck.
It's so itchy here.
Steve. If you could make one movie character real, and then they would be your girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever, who would it be? Movie character.
Oh, I had a huge crush on Natalie Portman in Garden State.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the quirky girl, which I've later learned, like, she actually hated playing that character.
Yeah.
Or the internet hated that character.
Yeah, because it was like a magic.
Manic pixie dream girl or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but man,
you don't have to hate it because everybody else hated it.
No. I loved that movie and I loved her in it.
Maitland, how about you?
The first one that came to my mind.
Harry Potter.
No, but close. Edward Cullen.
From Twilight. He's got a sparkly stomach.
He was the vampire?
Yeah, he was.
He's got a sparkly stomach.
I'm not kidding. Oh. If he takes his shirt off, he glitters in the sun.
Well, that's perfect because Maitland has that twinkly eye thing.
Yeah. I have a sparkle in my eye. Yeah. He's got a sparkle everywhere else.
You guys would shine it together. Yes.
You bang it out, you'd fill that hotel room with glitter.
Oh, man.
It's just big.
Well, and in the movie, when he bangs, furniture gets broken.
What? Really?
Yeah, he's an animal.
Wow. Well, I suppose that's true. Howings, how about you?
Jovi from Elf.
Oh, that is such a good one.
I know, right?
It works out. She's kind of into older dudes, too, so that would work out for you.
Yeah, it would work out for me. And she sings nice. I like people that can sing. It's just, it's never been a prerequisite, but would be a cool little bonus.
Kelly, how about you?
And Lizzie McGuire, she has a little cartoon character of herself that kind of, like, follows her around and does sketches of her life and, like, little, like, kind of moments, like palm to the forehead.
Like Bitmoji before Bitmojis. Yeah.
Exactly. I want that thing.
To be your girlfriend?
No, just to, like, be right here next to me and animate the stupid things that I do in quick little blurbs.
But this was specifically to date you or be your significant other.
Oh, it was?
Yes. You said boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, whatever. I thought you did.
Oh, I just was being non-gender specific. Okay. I didn't, but it's still romantic.
Like to be in a relationship with.
Oh, if we're talking about
relationships. Or at least friends with benefits. I'm so picking, you're going to bang that emoji?
No, I'm picking Sarah the dinosaur.
This is what you're doing to me.
Say that again.
I said if it's a boyfriend or girlfriend, I'm picking Sarah from Land Before Time. I think she was a stegosaurus. She looks like what's that guy's name who's in all the Fast and the Furious movies, but he's still alive?
Vin Diesel.
That one. She's like the dinosaur version. We all knew who you meant.
Okay, all right.
Tommy, who's the movie character you would want to come alive in order to be your significant other?
Ramon of Flowers from Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Boo!
Sorry. That was like my...
Lame.
Steve already said Natalie Portman. That was like my... I was a big Star Wars fan growing up. That was like my big, I was like, oh my God, Highlander, Padme, hey. But you already said that one, so...
Well, you could have said Padme. Hey. It's not.
Oh, does that
it's
count?
It's movie character. It's not actress.
It can be the same actress. Yeah, it's okay.
We didn't say which actress are you into. We said movie character.
Okay, fair enough.
You understand they play characters.
Man. I didn't want Steve Keep sloppy up. Seconds.
So you pick a manic good, pixie dream girl like he did?
I did, but different one.
Picks a queen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to go halves on a bastard that's going to kill all the little Jedis, but whatever.
I do love her so much. She's so great in every movie. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just because she's so fun-sized and pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, a lot of text responses saying Jessica Rabbit.
Perverts.
I'm
judging everybody's as if I didn't say Edward Cullen.
Right? Yeah. Hey, you want glitter belly romping on you?
Guy.
Vampire, thank you.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going animated, though, I would never take Jessica Rabbit over Kim Basinger's character in Cool World.
What's that?
It was another person, live action, but with cartoon characters movie that was popular. It had Brad Pitt in it.
Oh.
It was like one of his first big roles.
As an animated character?
No, he was live action.
But his girlfriend was animated. Much like Hot Wings now.
Yeah. It was Kim Basinger. Animated. Huh. Way hotter.
That movie was
not great.
Not a big hit.
It was not a great movie.
That's why there's not a lot of consensus about how hot she was.
It was not that great of a movie, but in terms of hot cartoons, better than Jessica Rabbit. Sorry. It's a fact.
All right. Who wants the next one?
Me.
All right, Hot Wings. When you treat yourself like an amusement park to the cam girls you're into,
yes.
Is that cheating if you have a girlfriend?
Yes. I mean, if you're doing it to a cam girl, like a live person, you're having an interaction?
What if she sent you a video?
You're still kind of having an interaction there. Yeah, that's different. That's different than static porn.
Kelly, would you rather be the president, the pope, or the leader of North Korea?
Well, I would pick the leader of North Korea just because I'd like to see it. And then I think I'd like to just become see if South Korea is down to become the Republic of Korea again. I think that'd be good for those people.
Like you'd like to lead them to a more promising future?
I think that. But man, the Pope would be fun. I'd flip the whole world upside down if I was the Pope. Kidding me?
The Pope would be fun because first you get access to all the secrets.
And you get that cool car.
You don't have to shop for clothes anymore. It's like your own Threads account every day.
Yeah, you get a Pope mobile.
Yeah, you get the Pope mobile. You get to throw gold around and drink as much holy water as you want.
Is that what the Pope does? They throw gold
lives
around?
Like Scrooge McDuck in my mind.
Yeah.
Swimming in a pool of coins.
But he doesn't, though. Like, that Pope is just like everyman Pope. Like,
well, yeah, but he's not going to be the Pope anymore. Look, Kelly's going to be the Pope.
Yeah, I wouldn't be the everyman Pope. I'd be that young lady slut Pope.
Yeah, that would already, like, just you being Pope would freak people out.
Yeah, that's how heck starts.
But man, as president, you can do anything. Look, we've seen it.
Yeah,
over
that's
and
true.
Over and over again. Whatever you want to do.
How many
Pope is of the world.
How many popes have been impeached? Like, none. The old ones used to be terrible.
I think it's happened a couple of times.
I was going to say, I think pretty recently one of them had to step down because he was a naughty pope.
Well, he just stepped down because he was 8 billion years old.
Yeah.
Ratzinger.
He stepped down. But
I don't know. I don't know my papal history.
But they don't have any real power.
I don't need it. He gets to go all over the world.
I don't know. They got like 2 billion people that follow them.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a lot of power.
It's pretty
high.
And people
are obsessed with his imaginary friend.
Force.
You mean Snuffleupagus, right?
Yes. He got that girl from Lizzie McGuire.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
You meet the perfect woman.
Yes.
You're very happy.
Okay.
But she has a mangled claw from the fireworks accident that happened after you've been dating 6 months.
Oh, bummer.
And it's your favorite hand of the two.
Oh, man.
It's
her utility hand?
It's her utility hand.
Oh, gosh, man. You know.
It's the one she touches your face with when you kiss.
So it's like a Kristen Wiig hand from that sketch.
How bad is it?
Something weird.
It says mangled animal claw.
I mean, does she have...
Okay, so it looks like a chicken foot now.
Does she have any fingers left?
She has two fingers, but they only go to the first knuckle. And then a couple of the nails are now below the knuckles on the top of the hand. It's not really even scientifically understandable. Medically, it's confusing.
Okay.
It can't grab things, but you could put a mitten on it.
You know what?
Maybe a parrot could sit on that forearm.
I think I could handle mangled claw hand. If everything else is great,
if
she's
not,
beautiful and she's great and is like the best ever, all right, you know, I'll deal with that. They make gloves.
Would you make her wear a glove?
Maybe. Depends on how, you know.
How's that conversation go?
It's, you know, I mean, we're going to switch sides that we hold hands on, probably. I probably don't want to grapple the claw, but I could
grab my strong hand.
Yeah, but I could live with it. It's fine.
Okay, the next one, because this is random, it pops up these questions, and a lot of times I skip the really dirty ones. And I don't think... Like, we ask each other a lot of things that are definitely HR violations.
Yes.
I will not ask you this one. I want to turn the phone around and have you all answer and then have you post
the question
on social media.
What if you just asked it rhetorically within the universe?
I don't think I can. I can't ask it on the air.
Pass it over.
You can't even ask it on the air?
I handed it to Steve.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just say yes or no when it goes by you.
Okay.
No.
All right, I've got the phone now, and oh, the answer to that is a very quick no.
It just before Hot Wings answered, it just dawned on me that I'm going to be a little uncomfortable if one of you says yes. Not that it's any of my business. I'm not sharing my drinks with you.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I haven't done. I maybe would, but I haven't. I haven't thought to myself, man, I'd like to taste that.
Haven't yet, but, you know, I mean, who knows how the future will go.
Yeah, if that claw-handed lady says this is what I like.
I mean.
No.
Hold it up for Tommy.
Hold on. Okay.
It's, not something I've dreamt about, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can't answer that one.
All right.
Well, that's an answer.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Wait, I said that answer wrong. Wouldn't say you can answer that question. How about that?
It's a yes or no, friend.
Oh, no. Don't say it.
You know what's funny?
I mean, I've probably come close to an accidental nudge a time or two.
Well, sure. I mean, it's in the same parking lot.
But not definitely no.
All right, Steve, you want it on the main camera, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Everyone talk.
Oh,
everyone
talk. Nobody talk.
There we go.
Okay.
Steve, for if you're right a fancy there. Idiot, you can see the question. He's holding it up now. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of a donkey, mm-hmm. and it's on a plate with silverware next to it.
Yeah.
It now says, you can figure out the rest.
Yeah. Well, it says, do you eat donkey?
I think so.
It says, do you eat donkey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can say that.
Yeah, we got to it.
How are you with salads?
I love salads.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm just starting to eat them now.